Hey, Sean Wheelock, he'll be at the Tyson Paul fight, the official rules and scoring expert and part of the broadcast on Friday night.
And Wheelock's one of those guys. I've been friends with him a long time, and I've watched him go through all these different, amazing things, man. He's, last time we had spoken, he had just written his book. He had, of course, he and the Gracie family. That was a huge beginning for MMA. But, over in Russia all the time. You know, he's over there doing Bellator. He's showing up. He's got his Mountain Dew with him at all times. he's jumped into Netflix with this is a huge chance, man. Tyson versus Paul, the most anticipated exhibition fight I can remember. I don't know anybody who doesn't want to see Tyson punch Jake Paul into
another universe,
and I don't want to live in a world where Iron Mike Tyson loses to a YouTube influencer, man.
Born March 18th in Shawnee, Kansas, our next guest has built a career as a commentator for both soccer and mixed martial arts, having worked with the M1 Challenge, Bellator Fighting Championships, FC Kansas City, Affliction M1 Global, as well as working with the BBC, ESPN, and the Fox Soccer Channel, and serving as a commissioner of the Kansas Athletic Commission. And this Friday night, he will be part of the broadcast team for the highly anticipated fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, broadcast live on Netflix. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Sean Wheelock.
Mr. Sean Wheelock, how are you, brother?
Hey, Johnny. Hey, thank you so much for having me on, brother. I'm such a fan of the show. Yeah, like you said, we've been friends, God, I think 20 years, and I'm such a fan of you personally and professionally, and it's great to be on the show.
Dude, you've just been so busy, because, we're talking about your background with World Cup and, MMA, professional soccer, everything that's happening, Bellator, and jumping up to Netflix. This fight is, man, congratulations on that. That's huge, man. That Tyson versus Paul, that's a big deal. And being the rules and scoring expert on that's a good reputation to have, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so cool. I'm really thrilled. I do fights almost every week of my life. I was in Montana last week. I was in Denver the week before. I was in Spain the week before. So I get excited, and I really have this attitude. I want to treat every fighter, every show the exact same way. But with that said, come on, man, it's Mike Tyson. I'm really, really psyched.
Yeah. And, there's a lot of discussion floating around, and it's always good for ticket sales, and it's always good for views. But, what's going to happen? You've got a YouTuber, aspiring fighter, who's not a terrible fighter. I think in his own way, he's certainly a very tough, very accomplished fighter, but not in the Mike Tyson world. Like, those are two completely different worlds. He's a better fighter than I thought he would be, but he's not. He would never even have survived in Mike Tyson's world, in Mike's heyday.
Yeah, no, and that's fair. And, this is done in Texas. The Texas Athletic Commission is very serious. This is a real fight. They're not putting this as an exhibition. I know some people have said this is going to be a work. To use wrestling terms, this is a full-on shoot, man. This is not a work. It's a real fight. They're fighting in 14-ounce gloves, where typically heavyweights would fight in 10-ounce gloves, but 14 is still legitimate. They're fighting two-minute rounds, where typically men would fight three-minute rounds. But outside of that, everything is straight up. So here's what you have in Jake Paul, and I was one of the commentators 3 years ago on Triller Fight Club. That was the show that had a long week commentating was like Pete Davidson and Snoop Dogg and
this
influencer named Crime Faces. It went off the rails. It was a fun night in Atlanta. But that was Jake Paul against my buddy Ben Askren, who was the champion in Bellator and won championship, fought in the UFC. And I thought, Ben's going to kill this kid. And this kid, Jake Paul, knocked out my buddy Ben Askren, one of the greatest 170s in MMA history, in one round. And I thought, wow, Jake Paul is for real. Here's what you have in Jake Paul. Yeah, he was a Disney star. He's an influencer. He's a YouTuber. But he's 27 years old. He used to be trained by my buddy BJ Flores, who fought for the Cruiserweight World title. BJ is from Springfield, Missouri. When I saw that BJ Flores was involved, I thought, yeah, this is pretty serious. He's not trained by BJ anymore, but BJ got him to a certain place. Jake Paul is athletic. He wrestled in high school. He's legitimate. Yeah. Is he the best fighter in the world? Absolutely not. But he has gone beyond being an influencer when we're in an age, Johnny, of a lot of influencers boxing. Mike Tyson's arguably the greatest heavyweight ever, but he's also 58 years old.
Right.
And that does matter.
But what about have you seen anything, and I know this is a little outside the rules and the scoring discussion, but Have you seen anything now prior to the fight? Like, I've heard that he's out of shape, but what I've seen on videos, he was absolutely in shape. Now, does he have the wind that he used to? Of course not. But he looks like he hits just as hard and just as quick as he ever had. And his brain is programmed for every conceivable combination coming at him. Everything inside his psyche has been fighting since he was a young man. He's pre-programmed.
Yeah, Mike Tyson is in phenomenal shape. As commentators, last week we did video interviews, and I saw Mike Tyson, his trainer Rafael Cordero was on. He is taking this so seriously. I feel like I'm back in high school watching Mike Tyson. Like, he physically, from what we saw in the video interview, physically looks in amazing shape. Rafael Cordero is known as one of the best MMA trainers in the country, and he's worked with Mike Tyson. And they talked about attacking the body of Jake Paul, what great shape he is, the power. And then Jake Paul separately does his commentator interview with us. Jake Paul looks in amazing shape.
Yeah, he does.
He's talking about Jake Paul. I asked him, Johnny, in the commentator interviews and the fighter meetings, are you going to try to weather that proverbial storm? He said, brother, I am the storm. I'm coming right at Mike Tyson. You know, a lot of people are saying, boxing purists, oh, you know, this is goofy, this is bad for boxing. I feel it's just the opposite.
It's not bad.
We're talking about boxing. When was the last time that everybody in this country was talking about boxing? I would say the last time was probably in the 1990s, and it probably involved the Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah.
So you have Jake Paul, who's legitimate now. He's 10-1. Mike Tyson, 58, but still power doesn't usually leave as you get older. He's not 158. He's in amazing shape. This is going to be insane. This is going to be phenomenal.
No, he's not at the top of his game that he ever was. But I still look at, and again, Jake Paul is no punk, and he's got some long arms, he's got some real strength, he's got some real ability. He is a real fighter. There's no doubt about that. This isn't some kid who's just willing to get beat up by Mike Tyson. But I want it to be legit, and I'll be honest with you, man. Sean, I don't want to live in a world where Mike Tyson gets beat by some YouTuber. Like, I just don't want, there's enough bad in this world without this being the next thing to get hung around our necks.
So 3 years ago, Johnny, I was one of the commentators when Vitor Belfort, the great UFC fighter who was 46 at the time, knocked out Evander Holyfield, who was 59 at the time. And it was like Santa Claus got knocked out.
Yeah.
People went from being disappointed to actively angry in the crowd.
Yeah.
And there's a love for these older heavyweights. But Vitor Belfort also, at 46, this is someone who was one of the greatest 205-pounders in the history of MMA, from Pride in the UFC. So a very different proposition from Jake Paul. And quite frankly, physically, Evander Holyfield was in different shape from Mike Tyson is in shape for this fight.
Yeah. No, and you watch those videos of Mike working out and hitting, and it feels very much like they're not sped up at all. And he is so quick still, so amazingly accurate, so incredibly able. Like, again, I don't know that he has the wind and the ability to go, you know, that's, they're doing 2 minute rounds, but that is definitely to Jake Paul's disadvantage. I think it's, tell me this. What are the advantages do you see that Jake Paul does have? Has he got reach on him? Has he got, I mean, obviously he's younger. Obviously he's, got that. That's the obvious, but what else? Is there anything?
Jake Paul, he does have reach. He's 6'2". You know, Mike Tyson in his whole career was listed at 6 foot. I think Mike Tyson is 5'10" legitimately.
Yep.
Jake Paul is 31 years younger, and he has been living the life for the last 4 years of a full-time boxer, not as an actor or as an influencer or as a media personality, but for the last 4 years, he has been living and training as a full-time professional boxer. You think this is his 12th fight in 4 years. That's a very active schedule. If Jake Paul were just some random kid who was 27 years old at 10-1, he would be viewed differently. He wouldn't be viewed as this guy's going to be world champion. He would be viewed as this is a legitimate fighter. What Mike Tyson still has is that explosive, crushing power. He has the fast twitch muscles. The difference for me is I see this fight, Johnny, is going to be time. If Mike Tyson is going to win, I think he's going to get Jake Paul early. And if he doesn't, I think the gas tank is going to empty fairly quickly. And I don't know that Jake Paul knocks Mike Tyson out. But Jake Paul could definitely stay on the outside, could continue to throw and win a decision. And one never knows. Vitor Belfort knocked out Evander Holyfield. Jake Paul knocked out Ben Askren. So never knows in boxing.
But that Tyson left hook, straight right, left uppercut, right uppercut, you know the one.
Absolutely.
Like, because he could never fight backing up because he was smaller, right? So he had to match those guys and come in on him. Like, if he gets inside that guy and he starts working him, like, I still believe Tyson can hit that hard. And if you can withstand a full Mike Tyson right, like a real connection, man, you are a goddamn god among men, because that is the skull crusher.
I agree. And, you know, I'm around fighting literally every single week. I just did Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship in Billings, Montana last week. All any fighter wants to talk about, whether they're bare-knuckle fighters, MMA fighters, boxers, is this fight. And everyone seems to be saying Mike Tyson still has the power at 58 that he did at 18 or 28 or even 38. It's the endurance. But that the power will go quickly, that Mike Tyson has to get Jake Paul out of there early.
Yeah.
Two-minute rounds are definitely to his advantage. 14-ounce gloves, that was a concession for the Texas Athletic Commission for this to be a real fight and not be listed as an exhibition. That's really just for Mike Tyson's age. You get usually most at Athletic Commission's advanced medicals either at 36 or at 40, and Mike Tyson is 58. But then Mike Tyson is not the typical 58-year-old. He's not the typical human being. Yep. He's not even the typical heavyweight boxer, of course.
No, and no kidding. Jake Paul is terrifying. I mean, in his own way, like as a if you put him up against any normal human being, he will crush them. But this is the best of the best, the best of our lifetime, the best of our generation. There's never been a better fighter in our lifetime, I don't think. I mean, you've got Muhammad Ali, but I guess I don't consider that to be of my generation, of modern times, I should say.
Right, and you think with Mike Tyson, you know, Mike Tyson was kind of that transitional era when, Johnny, you and me are old enough to remember.
Yeah.
When he would fight for free, you would put on ABC Wide World of Sports on a weekend afternoon, and Mike Tyson would fight for free, and then fighting on HBO, and then moving into the pay-per-view era. I was talking to someone yesterday who's not a big boxing fan, and they said, I don't know who Jake Paul is. And I said, I'll bet your kids do. I said,
yes,
I think the beauty of this fight is that everybody in the United States over 30 knows who Mike Tyson is, and everybody in the United States under 30 knows who Jake Paul is.
Right.
And as someone who commentates fights on television almost every week of my life, you know my girls, they're the best. They're daddy's girls. They could not be bothered to watch their dad on TV. This fight, guess what? They're going to a fight party. They are so excited to watch this fight, not to see their dad commentate on Netflix, to see Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. This is, in that zeitgeist, this is the fight that people are talking about. It really is back like in the 70s, 80s, and 90s when one fight seemed to grab the attention of everybody.
Yep,
and I
yep.
love that for boxing.
Dude, I love the whole thing. And I love that you're involved in it. Sean Wheelock, of course, from Shawnee, Kansas, out my neck of the woods, and longtime sportscaster, absolute legend, Bellator, MMA, Pro Soccer, World Cup, you name it, he's done it. Ruling and scoring expert for Tyson versus Paul this Friday, November 15th, Netflix. And I'm glad these guys have... And finally put you on that radar, because Netflix needs you. There's no doubt about that, Sean.
I appreciate it. I am thrilled to be on Netflix. When they reached out to me, I thought, yeah, this is pretty cool. The initial reach out to me was an email, and they said, we're just gauging your interest. And I shot back in about 1 second. I am 100% interested. And I even put in, I'm from Shawnee, Kansas. I don't play coy.
That's right. All right. Listen, brother, we'll get back together after November 15th out of this weekend, man. But it's good to talk to you, friend.
Johnny, thank you so much. Thanks to all of you guys. Just keep doing what you're doing for the city, for radio. You guys are the best. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Brother. Stay right there, man. The great Sean Wheelock.